Supplemental reading. Robot astronauts. Since men first walked on the moon in 1969, fewer and fewer people have traveled into space. Instead, robots have become the main agents of space exploration. Many people argue that it is unnecessary for humans to venture into orbit again, while others claim robots will never be as effective researchers as real people. Proponents of robotic exploration point out that space travel is dangerous. For example, in 1986 and 2003, 14 U.S. astronauts were killed in two separate incidents when their space shuttles exploded. Space travel is also expensive. It's estimated that the cost of space shuttle launches has averaged $1.3 billion, which would pay for two or three unmanned missions. In addition, critics say that the International Space Station sits too close to Earth to yield useful scientific information. Robots, on the other hand, can go deeper into space and survive in harsher conditions. Manned spaceflight proponents concede this is true, but claim that human exploration is still valuable. Robots can provide only raw data. Humans can interpret the data and conduct spontaneous follow-up tests and experiments, preventing the need for a robotic return trip. Robot critics note that 21 of 31 robotic missions to explore Mars since 1960 have failed, and that only 5 met their original goals. Space missions crewed by astronauts succeeded almost 90% of the time. Moreover, critics say that costs for unmanned missions are cheaper now, but will rise as we develop more complex computers, telescopes, and robots.